want to just thank you for listening to Mike's Daily Podcast. Oh, yeah. Usually I say my name first. This is Mike Matthews, the host of the longest running self-produced daily podcast on planet Earth by a guy named Mike in the land of Ameritopica here at Cafe Anyway in Podcastro Valley, the last place on Earth. It is Mike's Daily Podcast, and it's FFF episode 3119. When you are a podcaster, there is always the fear that you are podcasting and no one's listening. It's true. If you are a broadcaster, you're afraid of the same thing. If you are a movie maker, you're afraid no one's going to ever see your movie. If you are writing a book, you're afraid that no one will ever read your book or buy your book. That's, I guess, the main fear is anyone going to compensate me for my hard work? And basically, the business model for this show has always been, oh, let's just say that it was just a dead silence. Nothing there. Nothing is what I'm trying to say. There is no business model for this show. I do it. You possibly listen to it. You're listening to it now. So I guess, yeah, you listen to it. And that's about it. Nobody is paying for any part of it. No annoying ads from Geico or some phone service or some washed up action star who's been in too many Netflix and Marvel movies that... Okay, I'm talking about Ryan Reynolds. Mint Mobile. Okay, yeah, Mint Wireless, whatever it is. Got it. Okay, you own the company. Got it. You're doing another stupid commercial for it. Got it. Thank you. Every podcast I listen to has got one of those on there. Or maybe some. This is the thing. At least he's real. As far as I know, any of the commercials he does, he's not AI. He's not AI, Ryan. Ryan, am I saying the right guy? I always get Ryan Gosling and Ryan Reynolds mixed up. And I'm a white guy. What am I doing mixing those two up? That's a SNL joke that had to do with Rupert. What's his name? Mulrooney? The two guys with Mulrooney in their name, I can't remember them. They were big actors in like the 90s, starred in some rom-coms. The point is that America's housing is pulling further out of reach. Home prices hit a new all-time high last year. That blows my mind. It just seems okay during COVID, maybe, I get it, but home prices are still hitting an all-time high. I got a neighbor who can't sell his house. He is trying, and he cannot sell it, and he's done what he can to it. He doesn't want to spend too much money on it because then he's not going to get back the cost of putting them. And they're telling him to drop the price, drop the price, drop the price. Yeah. And then he blames me because I live next door, and I got a bunch of trees. He says, it's like the Adams family over there. And okay, just, you know what? Focus on yourself. Focus on the fact that the housing market's in a slump. It's a buyer's market now. And you got to drop the prices. Ask any realtor, they'll tell you that. But they did hit an all-time high, a new all-time high last year. The median price for a new home, or a home in general, was $4,012. Or I'm sorry, $412,000. $412,500. I forgot about the $500 thrown in there for good measure. Or as some of you say, measure. $412,500 for a median house. Not a medium house, not a just a mediocre house, but just that is the median. The median. You know what a median is, don't you? They're those people that can predict the future. What? That's a medium? What is happening here? The beginning of the show is a little bit jumbled. I apologize. I'd like to welcome you to the Jumbled Podcast. And it is a bit jumbled, but a borrower would need an annual income of at least, when I say this number, it's going to make me laugh because I am nowhere near making that much every year. Let's just say they need to make at least $126,700. Throw in that $700 for good measure. Only 6 million of the nation's nearly 46 million renters can meet this benchmark. only 6 million out of the 46 million. That leaves 40 million of them going, yeah, I ain't going to buy a house anytime soon. Let me tell you, as someone who bought a house, because, hey, all through the early O's, I was hearing it, got to buy a house, got to buy a house. Oh, yeah, and I was married, too. We got to buy a house, got to buy a house, got to buy a house. And I bought a house, and it is work. It is a lot of work, and the work never ends, and it never ceases. And if you live in the Bay Area, it's termites and earthquakes. And if you live anywhere else, it's tornadoes and hurricanes. And if you live in a house, there's all the upkeep that needs to happen. There's the constant home insurance that you got to pay. And some of you are not paying because of all the aforementioned disastrous things that can happen to your home. It's just a lot, and it continues, and it never ends. Whereas if you rent, you may think that money is just going out the window, but hey, if something goes wrong, that landlord is supposed to fix things. As someone who is a landlord, I know I have to fix things, and I always fix them right away. And most landlords that I know that are, you know, people that I know that also own apartments or homes for rent, they jump on it right away. They're like, oh, I got to get this done. And they take care of it. It is, yes, there are the slum lords, and I don't think those people are, let's just say, worth even mentioning and finishing a sentence over, but they exist, and there are laws against them, and they should be evicted. There should be all kinds of crimes that should be taken over and accounted for and made right with the justice, the fair balance of justice, the scale thing. And in Oakland, for example, if your car gets stolen, and let's say your car gets just left somewhere on the side of the street and it's illegally parked and you get a ticket, you have to pay for that ticket even though someone stole your car. And if it gets impounded, you got to pay the impoundment fee to get it back. So there are crimes like that. There are beautiful places in Castro Valley, in the East Bay, in Fremont that I see. And I mention those two places particularly because I spent a lot of time in both Fremont and Pod Castro Valley, that are getting just covered with tent cities and trash. And just even if there's no one like living there trying to get by in a place with really high rent and high cost of living, and maybe they've got some kind of mental problems or drug problems, the fact that there is just trash sitting, like great amounts of detritus, that just, you know, food wrappers and worse, you can think of that could actually, that causes a health issue, an emergency. So these things need to be taken care of, and they're not being taken care of because it seems like a lot of crimes in the Bay Area are not being addressed. I call it the Oakland uh-oh problem, the oh no Oakland problem and East Bay problem. And hopefully we can get all of that fixed. And hopefully you were listening to all of that because that's why I do a podcast. Well, not necessarily if anyone listens to it. If the tree falls and nobody hears it, it still fell in the forest. I feel like that. But it's also just some interesting stuff that you won't hear anywhere else. Plus, I open the door for you, and that's a very kind thing that I do, and I do it as a service freely to you by opening the door and welcoming you in to Cafe Anyway. Here we go.
You hear it first.
Ah, Cafe Anyway. Welcome to Cafe Anyway. That's where we are.
It's Mike's Daddy Podcast.
It's been such a long time. I think I will be staying here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on
Mike's Earth. Daily Podcast.
In the land of a meritopoeia, it's episode 3119, 3119. And I mean to tell you that doing this podcast is lots of fun. I do it all the time, but too bad nobody listens to it. Oh, wait, you're listening, so why am I whining about it and crying? It's not important. I shouldn't do that.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Yeah. It's good to do this podcast. This podcast is very Mike Matthews, you understand. So this is why
Mike's
it's done.
Daily.
And this is why
podcast.
I'm not in a robo-taxi doing a podcast for you at this moment. Because robo-taxis are all over the place and people are driving them and they don't care that there's no one driving. There's a ghost driving the car. Nobody seems to care about that because they get distracted by sounds and music and all kinds of fun activities that are happening in the car. Sightseeing. Because, hey, you're a tourist in a new town. You're sightseeing. That also might distract you and take your mind off the fact that nobody is driving the car. What is happening? Well, I just want to tell you, I had an interesting ride home on BART today. It took quite a while. I think it was about a 2-hour ride, all told. And I'm waiting at the BART station at Bayfair, lovely Bayfair. It's so funny because once upon a time, I would come up to the Bay Area. I was living in Ventura County. And I would come up to the Bay Area because my fiance at the time, the woman that is now my ex-wife, I would go up there. We'd visit her family, really nice family. And we would go get on this Bayfair BART, the Bay Area Rapid Transit that leaves from this Bayfair BART station. And we go to places like San Francisco and we go exploring. It was fun. Well, this.
And here's today's podcast picture.
This is back over 20 years ago. And oh my gosh, there are so many nuts. And maybe it's just because I live here now. No, I you ask any locals that grew up here, they know it's gone downhill. But oh my gosh, so this guy is high on something. He's blasting Manu Chao on some kind of little boombox that's on wheels. Kind of looks like a suitcase that you'd be rolling along on rollers in the airport. The late great Basil the Boxer never went to an airport. No, he stayed away from flying. He stayed at home when I had to fly to Florida to see my late mom. But he had fun at home with people that would walk him. I'd set up a whole group of folks that would walk Basil while I was in Florida. But this guy is rolling his little boombox up and down the platform there at the Bayfair BART, blasting Manu Chao. And there is an elevator that I guess once you get into this elevator, you're outside and you're out in the open world. And you didn't have to pay to leave the BART station. That's how BART works. You pay to get into the station to be able to ride the train, and then you got to pay to get out. Well, you're paying, you're tagging on and off. If you miss either one of those, you will get...
This show is clean.
Dinged somehow. I'm using the clean word. But you'll get charged. Somehow they charge you if you tag on and off. I know in like Portland... You don't have to tag on and off, but you do have to have, excuse me, the actual fare in order to ride the rapid transit system in Portland. And if you don't, there are these people that are walking the trains, and if they see you, they're like, give me your card. Let's see that you tagged on and off. Oh, you didn't tag on. Okay, you get charged, and they ding you, which is the clean word for that. So... The end of this story is the guy blasting Manu Chao and his little speaker that's on wheels. He wants to get out. He wants to go out through this elevator and get out because then it'll be freedom and he'll have ridden BART for free and blown his money on drugs, but not on BART. And somehow, miraculously, BART keeps running, even though I'm sure we're not getting any money from the guy, the Republican that's in office now. So that's denying Epstein stuff. But that's not what this is
Mike
about.
Mike is on it, man.
It's not,
no man has gone.
We're not going to get Mike. I just love the people with all the conspiracy theories. And they got to have Epstein in all that pantheon of conspiracy theories. And Trump was all for all their conspiracy theories, but he's not going for this one. No, it's a bridge too far. And people are like, wait, what? No, you shattered my pantheon. But the thing is, that what is a pantheon? That's a good question. Is it a kind of cat? And my cat, Rocky the cat, just jumped off my lap. He was not liking that diatribe. Sorry, Rocky. He's off. Gone. So the guy is trying to get out through the elevator.
This is Mike's podcast picnic.
It is not Mike's podcast picnic, but thanks for pointing it out. And he is trying to get out. So, but they've got these now floor to ceiling doors that you cannot get around, and it's all encased. So there's no way to get to that elevator now unless you tag off to get out. And he is kicking it with his feet. And I'm thinking, the amazing engineer that built this floor to ceiling door, did he or she have this in mind that this was going to happen with some kind of crazy cranked up Bay Area
that I got into it.
drug addict that was getting in, it was trying to get out of it and kicked it. They stress test it in that way. Okay, we've got this crazed, hopped up on drugs guy trying to get out, try and kick the door down. Go. We've got Mr. Hyde here. We got full on Hulk. Bruce Banner's turned into Hulk. Kick it down. Let's see if it worked. So this kid couldn't get out. This Manu Chao fan. I appreciate that he likes Manu Chao, but if anyone remembers Manu Chao, is he still around? That is great.
When you are a man, sometimes you wear stretchy pants.
And I did bring a picnic for all of you, because we're all wearing stretchy pants today. I brought some fattening, delicious food. Scones. Scones are so good, but fattening. But so good. I was having a conversation with the guy today, a security guard who's Asian, who's from Oklahoma, who's doing his security guard thing in Fremont, California. And he was telling me about how he doesn't go out anymore, even though there's...
Anyway,
Cafe Anyway. He'll go out to San Francisco, and he discovered that getting a clam chowder now, it's no longer $8. It's $18, probably $20 by the time you hear this. He said, heck no. And I said, you could probably make clam chowder that's less fattening, because you know they put the solid cream in there to make it taste good, because it's all about mouthfeel. Oh, I hate that expression. Mouthfeel. That's one of those expressions I can't stand. So why did I say it again?
I don't know. Got an area where you can get specialty burgers.
Oh,
they got
yeah.
an area where you can get chicken. They
Here
got an
cafe
area
anyway.
Where you can get all this food. And you've never seen anything like it in your life.
I think you can even get clam chowder here at Cafe Anyway. They're not the fattening kind, no. So that was someone I was talking to today, and I brought up that story because we were discussing how things are expensive here in the Bay Area. And though we have such beautiful weather, the rest of the country is sweltering and is melting and is having a horrible time, we are having this wonderful cool wave happening with all these clouds blowing in off the ocean, heading inland as far as the East Bay, maybe not too much further. But there is a record-breaking heat wave continuing across the U.S. with temperatures reaching three digits. Average summer energy bills now are around $261 a month. Or for the whole summer, $784. That is a 6.2 increase.
You know, I mean, people get stuck on stupid. You know what I mean?
From last year. So we're stuck on stupid, I guess is what I'm saying. Marking the highest level in 12 years. And, you know, the energy, the power companies, the gas companies, they ain't going to bring the prices down, just like the restaurants ain't going to bring the prices down. But speaking about those robo-taxis, oh yeah, we were discussing that at one point. Amazon's driverless cab company called Zooks, that's Z-O-O-X, and Revs, as in Revs up toaster taxis. We were discussing Jerry Harrison. Is that the guy? That is the guy from Talking Heads who produced the Bodines and the Crash Test Dummies. We were discussing that on a podcast a couple weeks back. And I believe he had a song.
You will travel into the incredible universe.
If we travel into the incredible universe of amazing songs by ex-Talking Heads performers, that was called Rev 'Em Up. And then he also had a song called Man with a Gun. And I have that album somewhere, and it's pretty dang good. And it's nothing like Talking Heads. He has an interesting voice, almost a David Bowie-esque voice. And that's some good 80s stuff to look into. See, Mike had to talk about music. Mike on music. Mike had to do that. So the Amazon driverless cab company Zoox Revs Toaster Taxis, they're called Toaster Taxis, they're launching later this year in Vegas, and then later here in the Bay Area, San Francisco, and then after that, Austin and Miami. And here's one last interesting bit of whatever. Roughly 55% of U.S. movie exhibition executives now think...
I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every word I have to say!
That Adam Sandler was great in that movie that quote came from, and that's it. Why watch so many Adam Sandler movies? Why does he keep making stuff? I don't get it. I guess it's, why does Mike make 3,119 podcasts, but people still go to see his stuff? Or now he just streams stuff. But the execs say that the traditional cinema experience has less than 20 years left. 20 years is all it's got left as a viable business model. I don't agree. And here I am, I'm 56. I see all these Gen Zers and millennials still go to movies and enjoy it. So I would tend to disagree about that. Outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, Luke is here. Hi, Mark. It's Benito the Rodeo Queen. Hi, doing? I brought my horse, Nilly, who's flying saucer.
And it's a disc golf field player, tell you what.
What?
Flying saucer just came out of nowhere. I hope someone's driving that flying saucer and it's not some kind of robo flying saucer.
You mean like a robo UFO? A robo foo?
Yeah, quit trying to make up words, Mike. Tell you what.
What?
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 This is we're in a loop. We gotta stop.
Okay.
Look who else is here.
Hello, Mike. I make the delicious root beer. Here's to right now. Boy.
Thank you. I could sure go for that. Mmm. What's in that?
I put some delicious agave syrup in there. Oh, boy.
You know, it's so natural with the roots and everything. Magnifies my happiness.
Drink it right now. I cut you.
I just was drinking it. What else can you say about cafe anyway?
It's like a Walmart-sized convenience store and gas pumps.
What?
Wow. There's probably 150 gas pumps.
Whoa.
Incredible.
They're monstrous. They're monstrous.
Monstrous.
You go in. Oh, they're massive. They're world famous.
World famous gas pumps at Cafe Anyway. Incredible. And you know.
Pretty much.
Pretty much, that's the end of the show. What do you think? You can call me at this number.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame and hear from you, hopefully, too. But to find out everything having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame and... That's the end of the show, and usually right about here I say thank you so much for listening.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.